Hello there. Welcome to Laid Back Japanese, a Native Shark podcast. In these podcasts, your hosts, Chie and Tai, explore everything Japanese. Anything from things you may encounter in your daily life in Japan, to the things that a learner of Japanese might have some questions about. I wonder, what are we talking about today?
はい。
今回も始まりました。レイドバックジャパニーズポッドキャスト、イエーイ。
イエーイ。
That was so not relaxing, but we are relaxing to the topic of hua hua. The complete opposite of what we just did.
Yeah, that is, you can't get much more opposite than that.
ふわふわしてるものの一番好きなものは何でしょうか？
チンチラだと思う。
チンチラ？
チンチラ、チンチラ。聞いたことある？知ってる？
なんかあれでしょ？小さいリスみたいなやつ？
リスっぽいね。ふわふわで柔らかくて可愛い。ほら好き。チオは？
触ったことあるの？
あるある。
後で。
柔らかいよ。
後で話そう。私はね、
話そうね。
雲かな？雲じゃないよ。
あ、雲。
雲だよ。
八本の足の雲？
いや、違う。
雲？
雲。
八本の足のやつだよね。
違う。
僕も好き。
What the heck is ふわふわ and what the heck did we just say? So, ふわふわ is something that's like soft and fluffy?
And ふわふわ。
And ふわふわ。
Yeah, fluffy.
Just ふわふわ。
Yeah, if it's like, I think of like sheep or something, like when I think of ふわふわ. If anyone, this is maybe a silly example, but if you know the Pokemon Mareep, なんだっけ日本語でわかんない。
Or like flappy. 羊じゃない。羊イープ。
羊、そう。But I think it's like got an extra cuteness to it when it's ふわふわ。Like sheep are kind of cute, I guess, but not all the time.
Just don't look too close, you know? Just from far away.
Yeah, I guess don't look too close. But yeah, it's fluffy, kind of soft, poofy. Poofy maybe is good. Kind of poofy.
So, ふわふわしてるもの? So something that is ふわふわのもので一番好きなもの。Number one thing that you like that's ふわふわは何? Or 何ですか?
なんでしょうか?
なんでしょうか?
Which is the higher formality.
Yes.
Kind of. And I answered, チンチラだよ。So, チンチラだよ。So, like, chinchillas. Chinchillas are the, I love them. And then, I don't quite remember exactly what we said, but you stopped and asked me.
チンチラってリスみたいなやつ? リス is squirrel.
So, yeah, so they're like squirrel-like, and I said, yeah. And then I also said that they're ふわふわで柔らかくて。So, ふわふわで, they're ふわふわ, they're fluffy, they're soft. Yawarakai is soft, so I guess fluffy and soft. And then, kawaii. And then that's why I like them. So, だから好き.
Kawaii は cute ね. 私はね, 雲. 雲 is a cloud. And then I said, 雲じゃないよ. As in, not a spider, because 雲 also is a spider. 雲だよ. It's a cloud, not a spider. That's what I'm saying there.
But I rolled with it.
Yeah, and then Tai said, ah, kumo ne.
Kumo ne. Happon no ashi no yatsu ne.
Happon is eight. Happon no ashi. Hon is the counter for the legs.
Yeah, cylindrical things.
And then huwa huwa da ne. It is fluffy. Like a... huwa huwa no kumo te tarantula kurai janai?
Yuwanai de.
Gome.
Kowai.
I thought tarantula is actually not dangerous. 危なくないんじゃなかった? They just look dangerous. I thought.
怖そうだけかもしれない。I think they only have like the effects of like a bee sting. So they're really not dangerous if they bite you. But I mean, it'll still kind of like suck. But they're not dangerous.
怖. It's just scary because it's large and it has eight legs.
Yeah, and it's hairy and...
ちょっと不気味で怖い。いやーね。
不気味。
不気味。不気味って何かな、Creepy? Spooky?
Yeah, spooky, I think. So it gives you the creeps,I think, is a good translation.
That's a good one. ふわふわって言ったらね。一つだけ言ってくださいって言ったら、みんな、なんて言う? Everyone that's listening, if I said ふわふわ, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
そうだな。Let us know. I'm actually curious what everything nativeshark.com/community. Come let us know. But for me, I think maybe it's what I said earlier.
Chinchira?
Is like a cute Pokemon.
Oh. Sheepy. Sheepy. Ne. Nan dakke? I forgot already. Sheepy.
Medipu. Medipu. And I actually forget Flaffy's name in Japanese, but Mareep's name is the same in Japanese. I just remembered. It's got that extra element of cuteness, which is what adds to it versus like a normal sheep.
Is one of its attacks Hua Hua Cute Punchy or something like that?
I wish.
I would put a past Pokemon to do that.
I know, right? Yeah, they would definitely do that.
私はね、綿あめか冬のパジャマ。
綿あめ？
綿あめは綿あめ cotton candy かな？
Ah, okay.
Wata is...
That's what I thought.
Like stuffings and pillows and stuff. What are they called? Cotton fluff?
Wata. Yeah, like cotton.
Fluffy stuff. And then ame is the sugary candy stuff. Melted sugar, essentially. So wata ame is the, the cotton candy.
Okay. I think I knew that word. Like once I looked at... Like, once I broke it down, it made sense to me. But the pronunciation, I can I hear that again?
Wataame? 難しいね。Wataame. Wataame. Wataame.
I feel like I would hear more of a break between the ta and the a, but I'm not hearing it, you know what I mean?
Hey, wataame.
Wataame. Wataame. Wataame.
Wataame.
Can I hear the differences of what I'm doing? Yeah.
Wataame de chotto tangent wa ne. If you ever go to like a buffet in Japan, like you go get your own food type place, ほとんどのところ綿あめ機がどこかにある。
ああ、あるんだ。行きたい。
And then you pour sugar in the center, and then you turn it on, and then ブーンってなって it starts spewing out 綿, like strings of the sugary 綿. And then you take a waribashi, and you just go in circles until you get the big enough cotton candy size that you want.
Oh, oishii. Sugoi. Mita koto nai.
Honto?
Ya, Nihon dewa mita koto nai. Amerika dewa mita koto aru kedo. Ah, cotton candy machine. I've never seen one in Japan.
Buffet. Ikitai. Buffet. Tabetai. Sagashite itte mite. Aru yo. Buffet. Doko ka ni.
Sagashimasu.
Ato the other thing I said was fuyu no pajama. Fuyu is winter. No, pajama. Pajama is pajamas. And I, I like fluffy things. Yes. So my fuyu no pajama is fluffy.
Do you have like fluff balls on them? Like on some of, say like the bottom of the pant legs or something? Like a little ball of fluffy?
Oh man, I need to go find one. No, I don't.
Oh no. ぬいぐるみも、ぬいぐるみ。
ぬいぐるみ?
Stuffed animals. They're fluffy. I just almost said they're fluffy fluffy. They're ふわふわ。
ぬいぐるみって、if you break it down, what is it? Is it ぬい as in new, as in stitch? ぐるみは?
Yeah, so ぬ, stitch, and then
くるむ?
ぐるみ?
Like you くるむ all the wata in there? Maybe?
Wait, maybe. Maybe. I don't know. I've actually never thought about what kurumi is.
Kuruma is to tsutsumu, is to wrap something.
Yeah, to wrap up.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Kagaeta koto nai.
Ne, atashi mo imamade nakatta. If anyone knows the answer, come tell us. What are some other ways you can say ふわふわ?
Moko moko toka. I just remembered. I've had a revelation, Chie.
Hi, 教えてください.
So you know...
Enlighten me.
So you know... Okay. You know Flaffy? That I was talking about?
Hi.
I just remembered that its name is Mokoko in Japanese.
Oh my gosh, I think it is!
It's Mokoko.
Oh man.
And now everything makes sense. Oh my god.
Okay, every single name in Pokemon is a meme. I'm sorry, but it is.
It really
is. It's so great.
It really is. I love it.
Oh, man. But I'm
yeah, so
glad.
Moko moko. Mokoko. Me too. Mokoko.
Yeah, mokomoko is like describing like the bumps. So like maybe not necessarily you're touching it, but it has like fluffy bumps on them. Or like mokori is like a really fluffy, like singular fluff ball bump.
Mokori.
Mokori mokomoko shiteru.
So like if this was like, say, sheep's wool or something, it's like the little curls that make the bump outline is what mokomoko is?
Kind of, yeah.
Ah, kind of, okay.
And then mohu mohu. Mohu mohu shiteru.
Mohu mohu.
Mohu mohu.
Oh. Mohu mohu.
It's hard to say.
It's such a fun word. It's like one of my favorite words to say. Mohu mohu.
I love that a mohu is mohu mohu.
They probably did that on purpose.
probably took the word and made mohu mohu out of it. But mohu is like a cover for sleeping, like a bedding on top. And mohu mohu is, I think, a little bit more like mitame too, the looks of it. Hua hua, I feel like, yeah, to me, looks. Is like I touch and it's like, oh my gosh, it's so fluffy.
But if something looks mohu mohu, then it's like, it looks, I don't know, it just looks comfortable and fluffy, I would say. Right?
だね.
で、ふわっともあるよね。
ふわっと。ふわっと。What is a what is ふわっと? What can be ふわっと?
I feel like I can ふわっと right onto a mohu mohu mohu.
Oh no.
I can just like fall on.
Well, ふわっと. I don't think can you I? Could, because then you would be like dosu.
Oh, okay. Wouldn't you? I'm dosu.
Because you would be a heavier material thing.
Alright, so maybe I could huatto throw a nuigurumi onto a mofu mofu no mofu.
You probably could.
Okay, sweet.
You could probably also like haoru a huatto mofu if it was a light mofu or like a blanket.
Okay, so haoru is to like kind of put around you.
Like it's describing that instance of the thing like catching a little bit of air and it like becomes a little bit mokkori before it deflates. That's the huatto feeling.
Okay, that makes sense. I don't know for sure, but I think of like a fluffy hat or something. If you're like puffing it up, you're like kind of encouraging the fluff to stand up more. Is that like huatto shiteru?
Huatto. Like you're trying to make it more fluffy?
Yeah, you're trying to make it more fluffy. Is the action of doing that making saseru? It huatto?
Saseru?
Huatto saseru?
Huatto shiteru is so it. Its existence is huatto shiteru.
Okay, so once you're done touching it, huatto then shiteru. Its existence is huatto shiteru. But when you're like trying to fluff it, huatto saseteru?
Saseteru or saseru?
Okay. Arigatou gozaimasu.
Huahua no hantai wa? What is the opposite of huahua?
Kachi kachi.
Kachi kachi? Kachi kachi te nani?
Something that's really tough or hard. So it's like, what's a good kachi kachi example?
Kori toka.
Kori.
Kachin kochin ni katamatteru kori.
Kachin kochin.
Like, if you ever read manga or anything that's kind of drawn with pictures, even like children's books or something that has, you know, those sound effect things that are in the background. If, you know, like someone is put into a freezer or something and brought out, like, it could say like kaching or kaching kaching, like kind of in the background, kind of a sound effect for things being frozen. But like if you tap on something that's frozen, kachi kachi.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I'm trying to visualize this. And I only think of things that are like from manga and stuff. Like I know, what's his name? I think his name is Kirishima in Hiroaka. He's like he like hardens for his ability. So he's really kachi kachi, right?
あとはプラスチックにトントンするときもカチカチの音する。
So, okay, so when you're like tapping, tonton, right? Tapping or scratching?
Tapping.
Tap, 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 tap. Okay, tonton. So when you tap on it, then it does the kachi kachi sound. Okay, so yeah, kind of unflexible, basically. Tough.
爪でトントンしたら カチカチってなる。If you do it with the meat of your finger, it would still be トントン。
Okay. Okay, so 爪, so your fingernail. That's the important part here.
The furtherance of カチカチ is ガチガチ。And this is said a lot with when you're 緊張してる, when you're nervous. People can say,緊張してガチガチになる。Or ガチガチしてる。
Yeah, okay. So I think this is so especially since we've been doing these onomatopoeia type episodes, I've noticed a common theme is we'll add the little ten-ten to increase like the intensity of whatever the onomatopoeia is doing. So kachi kachi is like kind of light and or like firm, but it's like a lighter version of gachi gachi, which has the ten-ten, which has the two dots over the kana.
あとは歯ぎしりする?歯ぎしりわかる?昨日は歯ぎしり?
I learned it from... I feel like I learned everything from video games. I learned it from 鬼滅の刃, I think.
歯ガチガチするの?
There's one oni that like, whenever he's angry, he grinds his teeth. I think it was in like the first or second episode. So he's always 歯ぎしりしてる. Yeah, he grinds his teeth. 歯ぎしり, grinding your teeth. やだ,
やだ
その音。
あとは、ふわふわの反対はザラザラ。So this is a touching onomatopoeia. If you touch something and it's not ふわふわ, it could be ザラザラ。
Sandpaper, right? Sandpaper is ザラザラ。
めっちゃザラザラしてる。
猫
のベロとか、ザラザラ。
猫のベロ。
え、触ったことある?
ベロ?
ベロは下。
あ、下。え、違いは何?
ないよ。
ベロと下、同じ?
一緒。
あ、そっか。知らんかったかも。At first I was like, Bero, it sounds like Gero or something, which is like throw up. I'm like, wait, you touched a cat's throat? What are you...
Isn't a... Going back to Pokemon again, because, you know, names are memes. Isn't a thing called Berong in Japanese?
Yeah, lick a tongue.
Yeah. There you
berong.
Go. Bero.
Ah.
And you can say Berong as in like your tongue sticking out too.
Okay. Yeah, I always thought it was like an onomatopoeia of like sticking your tongue out rather than your tongue specifically. Okay, so I guess it's kind of the same application as how like we'll call it a wanchang. So like a barky instead of a dog, right? Bark, bark, wan wan, wanchang. Okay, so I guess it's that kind of principle. But yeah, soatta koto aru yo. I've touched a cat's tongue before then.
あとは?ふわふわじゃないの。ふわふわの反対。
じゃないやつは。ガサガサ。ガサガサ。
ガサガサ。
ガサガサ。What's ガサガサ知恵?
ガサガサはなんか rough feeling. ザラザラ is like scratchy rough. Okay, well ガサガサ kind of is too. I associate kind of ガサガサ with like it looks like it kind of maybe could be ふわふわ. But to the touch it's rough. Like I'm sad about this because it wasn't ふわふわ. Like...ホテルとかに行くじゃん、で、タオルとかあるじゃん、で、It's supposed to be ふわふわ、ね、タオルとか。でも、顔をつけに行ったらガサガサだったみたいな。
あー、わかる。So, if you go to a hotel and you think the towels are gonna be fluffy, and you put them on your face and then, ガサガサ。
It's like that like dried out fluffy feel. わかるかな?
わかると思う。I think, well, there's also like カサカサ. So if your hair is カサカサ, it's really dry. Or your skin is カサカサ, it's really dry. So like, it should be, if this was like slightly different texture or like maybe more, less dried out or something,
then カサカサ.
You would think it would be ふわふわ.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
But it becomes カサカサ.
だね?
Okay.
I think this makes sense.
かも。Yeah. Makes sense to my brain at least.Hopefully everyone else too.
Okay, so if you know, like, what does hua hua mean? And you go type it in Google because I wanted to know what people looked up with hua hua. So I typed in hua hua. And then the things that come up when you type hua hua is mostly about food.
Yeah.
Hua hua pancake to hua hua omurice が出てきた。
食べたい。
ね、私も食べたい。
So yeah, like really fluffy pancake. And, oh, quick side note actually. Pancake とホットケーキの違いは何?
いやね、ちょっと調べてみたんだけどね。日本で hot cake. Hot is hot and cake is cake. Mm. Japanese people just kind of decided to call pancakes hot cakes because they were a hot cake. That was made in the pan.
Makes enough sense.
And they, in the article that I was reading at the end, it's like, and no one will understand you if you say hot cake anywhere else in the world.
Yeah.
で、パンケーキが普通の通じる言葉ですって書いてありました。That's the difference, I guess. There was something about like, okay, パンケーキ is like pancakes, and then ホットケーキ was like a おしゃれ pancakes that you see at the stores that are like actually really ふわふわ。But it wasn't really definitive. It was just saying that because it could kind of thing.
Okay.
It didn't really feel like there was any distinction.
Okay, so perhaps there's a tendency for hotto keiki to be a little bit more hua hua on average, but they're basically the same. And it just depends on what the shop feels like using.
Yeah, it'll definitely depend on what they want to call it. They'll call it either.
Okay. Wakatta.
で、スーパーとかに行って、you're like looking for パンケーキミックス、you will most likely find things that will also say ホットケーキミックス。So, if you're looking for パンケーキミックスand you can't find it, try to ask for ホットケーキミックス and you'll probably find it.
Okay.
Type what on earth is a omuraisu?
Omuraisu is an omu and a rice.
What's a omu and a rice?
Omuretto, so omelet, and then daisu is rice, not lice.
Not rice.
Yeah, so rice. And basically, omuraisu is an omelet that you make really, really hua hua, and then you noseru it on a bed of rice that's usually mixed with other stuff, like ketchup, or like maybe sometimes you'll put small pieces of meat or like chicken or something in there extra with the rice. And then, you put like this delicious sauce on it, and then you just slam it down because it's so amazingly delicious.
It's glorious.
Ah, tabeta.
Of course, Japan would put rice on the omelet. It's so perfect. Mm-hmm. I just love it.
Yeah.
My favorite, though, is hayashi omuraisu, or like a demi-glace sauce no omuraisu. It's like a tomato-based vegetable sauce, but it's not red, it's like brownish, reddish color. A little bit more like curry looking, but it's not curry flavored.
Yeah.
Demi-glace sauce.
It's like a really deep taste. I don't really know how else to describe it.
Yeah, it's drizzled on top. Oishii! Tabetai!
Oishii ne. Tabetai. Jimen de tsukutta koto aru?
Omuraisu? Omuraisu? Ya, aru to omou yo.
Aru? Boku mo mada nai.
But I don't remember being very hua hua.
It might be tough to make a hua hua one.
Chotto hanjuku me ga hua hua da yo ne. I think mine was probably fully cooked.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, so hanjuku is like half cooked.
Mm. It's like,
yeah, maybe that's the secret.
Or easy, over easy. Wakkanai.
But it's still like, it's like kind of, it's scrambled eggs.
It is scrambled,
though, so I don't
scrambled
know
medium.
Yeah, scrambled medium. I'll go with that. I don't think that's a word for that in English.
Scrambled medium.
Or at
medium.
Least an easy scrambled medium. One. We just made it.
We're going to adopt
it.
Kana?
Sounds good.
Ato wa ne, the last thing that we're going to mention before the episode ends is memai ga suru. Hua hua can be like a symptom of feeling a little bit dizzy or not really grounded because you're sick and, you know, your head is kind of floating and fuzzy. Hua hua suru. You can describe that as that. Hua hua memai ga suru.
So nanda. I actually didn't know that.
It's like I feel floaty. I'm not very grounded. I feel very floaty and yeah.
You almost feel like you're in a cloud or something if you're really.
Yes, and you can also use it for that positive spin as well. Like if, you know, you're in eighth grade or something and you have a crush on someone, like your friend can describe you as a hua hua person or you're feeling hua hua.
ふわふわしてる。
みたいな。
Yeah. うん。みんな聞いてくれてありがとうね。Was there enough onomatopoeia in this episode? Do you want more? She is the onomatopoeia queen, so we can always ask for more. So let us know. So let us know, nativeshark.com/community, and we can give you more onomatopoeia if that is what you desire.
Yes, we can.
And also let us know if you have anything that caught your eye, if you want us to talk about something more in depth.
お耳じゃない?お耳じゃなくて。
耳。
Catch your お耳。
That caught your ear? Catch your お耳。Yeah, did something catch your お耳? Your ear? And how's your understanding of ふわふわ? で、今日の質問です。世界で一番ふわふわにふさわしいものは何でしょうか?
何でしょうか?では皆さん、ふわふわのベッドでふわふわ飛ぶ夢を見てくださいね。
Thanks for listening. To continue your learning, be sure to sign up with Native Shark at nativeshark.com/lbjp to get an extended free trial and check out the show notes linked in the description. Did you have any questions about the topic? Are there any topics you want us to talk about on this podcast? Come chat with us at nativeshark.com/community. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Pachi, 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 pachi.